Almost a year ago, the federal government committed to developing a package of legislative reforms that would further protect freedom of religion under Australian law and in the community. The Australian Council of Social Service says it supports enshrining the right to freedom from religious discrimination in legislation, but that the draft Religious Freedom Bill goes too far. John Mickelson, Senior Advisor, Community Services and Health at ACOS, started off by explaining the background behind the Religious Freedom Bills.
So the background to these bills is that the government proposed at the last election to introduce religious discrimination bills, so protecting people from discrimination against on the basis of their religion. This also came a little bit out of the marriage equality debate and the decision in 2018 to change the Marriage Act to allow for same-sex marriage. And as a result, the government felt that they needed to protect people of faith from discrimination on the basis of their religion.
Stemming from that marriage equality conversation, if people were perhaps against marriage equality, that they wouldn't be treated unfairly, so to speak.
I think that's a pretty good summing up of the genesis of this debate, like why it was that the government felt that it was important to introduce this bill. And to be fair, ACOS supports enshrining the right to freedom from religious discrimination in legislation. We would prefer that that was in a comprehensive Human Rights Act, but we do support the right to freedom from religious discrimination, enshrining that in legislation. We're also pleased that the government's published a draft bill before going to the parliament. But our belief is that this draft bill goes too far and it privileges religious interests over the rights and interests of other people.
Yeah, can you go through some of the concerns with the bills in their current form?
Yeah, sure. So I think Equality Australia made a really comprehensive submission to this bill and they outlined a range of different concerns, and I encourage anybody who's interested in this bill to have a look at their submission. It was really comprehensive. ACOS focused on three primary concerns that we had with the bill. The proposed right for people of faith to have a conscientious objection to providing healthcare, Falau's law, or the right to make statements of belief in the workplace, and changes to the Charities Act to clarify that charities who advocate for the pre-2018 definition of marriage do not have a disqualifying purpose.
Let's talk in detail each one of those. The conscientious objection to providing healthcare. Can you provide a bit more detail on what this might mean in a scenario, in an everyday scenario?
Yeah, sure. So I guess the starting point in this discussion is that everybody should be able to have quality health services, regardless of who they are or what their financial situation is. So what this bill proposes is a really broad range of provisions that allow a really broad range of healthcare practitioners to assert a conscientious objection to providing healthcare. It actually prevents state and territory governments and professional bodies from making rules that ensure everyone can access healthcare no matter who they are. So these laws, essentially what they do is allow a doctor, a dentist, a midwife, a nurse, an occupational therapist, an optometrist, a pharmacist, even a podiatrist, and a range of other health practitioners to assert a conscientious objection. Now, why on earth a podiatrist would have a religious objection to treating someone's feet is beyond me.
That's quite unbelievable when you put it in those terms.
Yeah, Equality Australia, again, they made a really comprehensive submission and they picked out some really good examples of people who might miss out on receiving the healthcare they need. I might actually take you through some of those. So they suggested that an unmarried mother, because her nurse believes sex before marriage is sinful, a divorced person or a person having an extramarital affair because his psychologist believes marriage must be a lifelong monogamous union, a trans woman seeking hormones from her pharmacist who believes the biological sex of a person defines their God-given gender, or anyone who requests access to contraception, such as a woman or girl seeking the morning after pill because a doctor or nurse believes contraception is religiously forbidden.
Yeah, on that last one, one that came to mind was someone seeking contraception and then a healthcare provider believing that it was so-called promiscuous or encouraging promiscuity.
I mean, that's absolutely right. That's a real risk in relation to this bill, that healthcare providers who traditionally have had really limited capacity to exercise a conscientious objection, in particular around issues like abortion, and euthanasia will now have a license to discriminate against people because of their, you know, on the basis that their faith directs them to.
Another one is regarding inclusive workplace cultures, as you mentioned. Can you talk me through this?
Yeah, so this is Falau's Law, named after Israel Falau, who obviously made a statement of belief in relation to his faith and lost his rugby contract as a result of that. And the basic starting point of our objection to Falau's Law is that everybody should be able to come to work and be themselves. No one should have to put up with prejudiced, harmful or dangerous comments from their co-workers or employers. Employers should be able to put in place rules that make the workplace safe and inclusive. But if this draft bill becomes law, that'll all be put at risk. So in essence, what the law would protect is statements of belief by employees about religion. So no matter how outlandish or dangerous the statement, provided that they don't incite hatred or violence against the person, they could make that statement in the workplace. And employers won't be able to make conduct rules to prevent employees from offending their co-workers or clients unless they can demonstrate that they would suffer unjustifiable financial hardship. Again, Equality Australia has developed some really good examples of the types of comments that could be said and that have actually been said in the workplace and that have resulted in people being disciplined. Things like AIDS is a punishment from God, the Virgin Mary is a liar who fell pregnant behind a camel shed, the uncovered meat is the problem. If she was in her room in her hijab, no problem would have occurred. Now, those statements are obviously inappropriate in the workplace. They're inappropriate anywhere, in fact. And it's completely understandable that an employer would want to discipline an employer who said them. But under this law, they'd be protected. So the other thing that we're concerned about is changes to the Charities Act. Now, I'll start by saying that ACOS is a really strong supporter of the right of people and organisations to advocate on issues that they see as important. And some people and some organisations believe that the pre-2018 definition of marriage is between one man and one woman. Now, what this bill proposes is that they want to amend the Charities Act so that that advocacy specifically on the issue of the traditional definition of marriage is an allowable purpose for a charity. Now, no other purpose is listed in the Act as being an allowable purpose. There's more general provisions that describe the types of things that charities need to comply with in order to be a charity. And we don't think, that is, ACOS doesn't think, that a special provision needs to occur in the Charities Act that protects the right to advocate for the pre-2000 definition of marriage. We think that a better way to go would be to provide for a general provision that protects advocacy more generally, so that they amended the Charities Act so that all advocacy was protected and clearly an allowable purpose.
Absolutely. After all, the community sector is diverse, responding to diverse needs and experiences. It shouldn't have that so-called singular purpose.
Indeed. Equality Australia and other organisations have made the point that, in fact, singling that out really sends a harmful message to LGBTI people, that the only type of purpose that a charity can have is going to be listed in the Charities Act is one that actually opposes their right to marry. Now, that's really harmful and really quite nasty when you think about it. It's probably worth mentioning that ACOS obviously has some concerns about this draft bill, but we have concerns about the existing law as it stands at the moment as well. So there's existing exemptions in the Sex Discrimination Act that allow religious charities and schools to discriminate on the basis of sex and sexual orientation and a range of other attributes as well. We think that these exemptions should be removed from the Act and replaced with more limited exemptions that are more focused on the actual conduct of the religion. So things like the selection of priests or actual worship activity. We think it's about time that all people accessing or working in community services, including those who are working for or accessing services from religious charities, are treated with respect and dignity. It's about time that we remove these exemptions from the Act.
What about moving forward? Obviously, ACOS and a number of many other organisations have made submissions. What's happening now on this front?
So I think you make a really good point. We've made submissions on this bill. Human rights and LGBTI groups have made submissions and have concerns. Unions, employer groups, state anti-discrimination bodies, lots of organisations have concerns, and we hope that the government listens to those concerns and makes amendments to the bill so that those concerns actually are reflected in a new bill so that we can protect discrimination against people of faith whilst at the same time maintaining protections for LGBTI people, maintaining protections for people that have been traditionally discriminated against by the major faith traditions, and ensure that everybody is treated fairly and with dignity. So I think at this point we're waiting for the government to introduce a bill into the parliament. At that point, I imagine there'll be a further review process. It's likely to go off to a Senate committee where there'll be an inquiry, and that'll offer us another opportunity to review what the government puts up and, you know, continue to advocate that people are treated fairly and with dignity, including people of faith.
John Mickelson, Senior Advisor, Community Services and Health at ACOS. You can visit their website for their submission, acos.org.au. It's worth a read. And also, John recommended heading over to Equality Australia's site, equalityaustralia.org.au.